Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Twins, Angels on the radio tonight. Lineup card at 8. Henry Lake is off. Steve Thompson sitting in. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. And the WNBA playoffs get started this weekend. The NASCAR playoffs are already underway. Two races in. Chase Briscoe won at the Southern 500 at Darlington. Denny Hamlin won at the Enjoy Illinois 300 down there in the St. Louis area. And now we head for Briscoe to land the night race on Saturday, and some big names are in trouble, may need a win to advance. Jordan Bianchi joins us from The Athletic to talk a little motorsports on this Tuesday night. Jordan covers for The Athletic. Good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Always enjoy our chat, Steve. Thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, they probably got that baseball field removed from Bristol Motor Speedway. That, I have to admit, that was pretty cool earlier this summer.
I tell you what, when they said they were going to do that, I was like, how are they going to do this? I mean, they've had a college football game there. They had a Tennessee-Virginia Tech football game there. And they are quite creative. And I think that's what people don't realize is, like, you know, when you talk about a Bristol or even a Talladega or Daytona or even just about any NASCAR track, it's just how massive they are. I mean, they are incredibly huge inside, to where a lot of, you know, there's maps out there and you can see it where you can put a lot of other stadiums, multiple stadiums inside some of these facilities. So, but a remarkable achievement to pull that off and what they did. And like you said, they turned that around and pretty quick. Cause I mean, it was just about a month ago or so when they were having the baseball game at Bristol, but now they've got a playoff race there Saturday night.
I have to admit it was pretty cool. I watched a setup, and then I know they had a little weather trouble and they had to finish the game the next day, but it was pretty cool. And it did really give you the perspective on how huge Bristol Motor Speedway is. And I know a football field in there, but for whatever reason, the baseball field, it was just like, wow, this place is gigantic. Mm-hmm.
It really is, and it's, you know, it beats 140,000 plus for a NASCAR race, and it's crazy because you drive there, and you're driving through the mountains and everything, and you pull, and then all of a sudden it's like it just appears. It's like this giant stadium is right there, and you're like, it looks like this massive alien spaceship out of, like, you know, Independence Day or something like that. It comes out of nowhere. It's wild, but it is one of the great sports venues in this country. I mean, it's remarkable what they're able to do there. You know, whether college football, baseball, obviously NASCAR, it's quite an impressive place.
Yeah, it's the first NASCAR track I was ever near was Charlotte Motor Speedway, and I think at the time it was called Lowe's Motor Speedway, the home improvement company, and that was really impressive.
Yeah.
You know, driving on the interstate out of Charlotte and getting out there, it's like, whoa. And then we did the tour. I was there we went on the tour with Dave Lee, and I can't remember who was with, but we actually got out on the track and got in the vans, and they drove around. I mean, it was really
that's
pretty
cool
to see it behind the scenes like that.
Yeah, these places are giant, and, you know, and it's to actually see it in person in Daytona and Talladega is even more so. It's incredible what they are. And that a lot of these places were built in a time where it wasn't easy to build these places. I mean, you know, all of these tracks we're talking about were built in the 60s, and the engineering that went into it back then is a remarkable engineering feat.
Yeah, a lot of steel, a lot of concrete. All right, let's get on to the playoffs. Yep. Two in. And there's a couple of huge names. Alex Bowman in a Hendrick Chevrolet. Yeah. He's in huge trouble going into Bristol this weekend. And then Shane Van Gisbergen, he also needs to have a pretty big night at Bristol.
Yeah, I mean, those are two names that jump out to you. I mean, Bowman, you know, it drives for Hendrick Motorsports, which is the juggernaut in NASCAR. And if you drive for Hendrick, you're not supposed to be in the position that Bowman is in. But it has been an absolute miserable playoff for that 48 team. You know, 2 weeks ago at Darlington, just a terribly disorganized, mismanaged pit stop, which cost him about 35 additional seconds on pit road, and just put him down, and you're never going to recover from that. And then the thing of it is, it had kind of a similar issue at last week in St. Louis, where another really bad pit stop and cost him about 20 positions, and they didn't recover. And it's just, you can't do that. In these playoffs, it's just about execution and really not committing mistakes and taking advantage of your competitors when they make a mistake. And that 48-team for Bowman has been just the antithesis of on top of their game. SVG, you mentioned Van Gisbergen, you mentioned him. You know, he had four wins during the regular season. All of them came on road courses. And the question was, this guy's a rookie. He really doesn't have a lot of oval experience. Can he translate what he did during the regular season into the playoffs, and what will that mean? And there was the thought, and I was among this group, that listen, he's gotten so many bonus points that he's accumulated throughout the course of the regular season because of those wins. Like, he doesn't have to be great. He just has to be okay, and he should be okay to move on. Unfortunately, he hasn't been okay. In both races, at Darlington and then at St. Louis, he struggled, and he was just off pace, didn't even have decent results, and now he's in a position where you're going to a racetrack at Bristol, which is just, it's hard for veterans, let alone a rookie with no very limited oval track experience. He's going to be he's very much in danger of missing the playoffs as well, which is a huge surprise because, again, this guy won four races during the season, and you thought that those bonus points and stuff would kind of help him a little bit, and it just has been the opposite.
So Denny Hamlin, Chase Briscoe, they go into Bristol, no worries. They're going to advance, no problem. Can you put anybody else in that category, or is Bristol one of those where, you know, even Kyle Larson, who's, you know, plus 60 above the cutoff line, does he go into that nervous?
I mean, Larson's in a good spot. I mean, in terms of where he's at points-wise, 60 is a really good number. Honestly, if you look at it, probably Ryan Blaney on up, even William Byron on up, is feeling pretty good about themselves. And really, any of those guys that are kind of in the mushy middle there, they really would have to have a bad, bad night. And then somebody below them, below the cutoff, would have to move in. But guys that are in danger of, I mean, you got Chase Elliott, you got Joey Logano, former Cup Series champions, and in Logano's case, the defending Cup Series champion. And then Ross Chastain as well is kind of a sneaky dark horse in some people's brackets. And so those guys are all in danger of falling out. And it's just a situation where, even if they have a decent night, somebody below them could have a great night and push them out. And Bristol's a track, and we saw this 2 years ago with Joey Logano, where you even can go in there comfortably and something can happen around you, and it's a half-mile racetrack. There's not a lot of room to maneuver, and you just get swept up in this, and then your night's over, and then your playoff is over. And so that's the danger for those guys. But for the guys near the top, I'd say fifth on up, maybe even sixth on up, you're comfortable, you're fine, just don't have a disastrous night, but you should be okay. But those other guys, there's a lot of hoping and praying on Saturday night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jordan Bianchi joining us from The Athletic, covers NASCAR on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. So it's Bristol. They'll cut it down by four, and then the round of 12 moves on. New Hampshire, Kansas, and then Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Roval, if you will, in early October. And SVG, as you said, he had to be licking his chops. It's just, if I can get out of the round of 16, you know, he would have to be going into that with a chance to get to the round of eight. If he can find a way, look out. The Roval could be his ticket to the eight.
That's what was my thinking going into the playoffs, yeah. Steve, exactly how you laid it out. Was like, he'd done enough during the regular season, had all these bonus points, just be okay in the first round. You know, don't do anything bad. Don't have a bad race. Don't execute. And that hasn't been the case. And then if you get to round two, you're looking at a racetrack in the Roval where he is going to be the heavy, heavy favorite to win. And then all of a sudden you're in the semifinal round, and who knows what can happen. And by the way, like you said, there's Talladega in that round, and anybody, you know, Talladega is a wide open race. So the path was there. It's been a little bit more arduous than expected for SVG.
All right, let's talk big picture in the year. Yep. We're in the playoffs now. That go to Bristol, that'll be a big show. The night race there, and as we get down to it, television ratings, attendance at the track. How would you sum up 2025 to this point?
Attendance has been strong. A lot of, you know, last week at St. Louis, sellout. Darlington, near sellout. A lot of tracks, have had either near sellouts or been sold out. So it's really been good on that front. Television ratings kind of up and down for most part for the beginning part of the year and really through the summer, strong. There was definitely a lot of encouraging signs that it was up. In a lot of places, last few weeks, college football started, NFL started. It's a tough road, and that's a little bit of worrisome, right? I mean, at this time of year, but NASCAR holds its own. They still were the number one non-football sport on TV last weekend. You know, that's non-college football, non-NFL. That's still something to hang your hat on, and that's they still. So not, if you look at it from that lens, that's an encouraging sign. But there's work to do, and they know that. And it's how do you, in this day and age, you know, races are three and a half hours. How do you make sure that the racing is consumable and exciting and digestible in a society that feels like it wants things immediately? And a lot of things are clips now, and everybody's got really short attention spans. And I don't know if NASCAR on that front maybe has adjusted itself as much as it needs to. There's a case to be made of, hey, do some of these races need to be, 400 miles or 500 miles of the sort? Is there a way to make it maybe more condensed and maybe more digestible? And that is certainly something to consider as you look at the ratings and where NASCAR needs to head.
Yeah, and I would even argue college football games, for the most part, are way too long. it is just preposterous. You know, NFL game, it's about a three-hour investment. Barring overtime, for the most part, you're in for three. NBA game, you know, you're talking 220. NHL, about 220 from the start of the game to the end, barring overtime. And I think MLB did a really nice job, you know, with the pitch clock. They had to shorten up and tighten up the games, and they did. They had great success at that, and I tend to agree with you. You know, beyond maybe the Coke 600 on Memorial Day weekend, 600-mile race, you know, that's kind of built in, or you have the Southern 500. I totally agree. I think the time commitment just is way too long.
You're not going to get anything from me. I think when you look at the NASCAR majors, Daytona 500, Southern 500, the 600, throw the Brickyard 400 there in as well. Like, you've got these four races. That's great. Don't touch them. But a lot of everything else, like, I think it could be made into a more manageable number. We'll see. I mean, NASCAR did just sign a new record TV contract, and so the TV networks obviously know what they signed up for. So there's that, the other side of that argument there. But yeah, I do agree. Like, in this day and age, you know, shorter is probably better. And if you look at Formula One, which has definitely made inroads in this country, you know, that race last weekend in Italy was over in just over a little over an hour and change. And that's a really easy way to consume a product. So, you know, I think there's something to be said to taking a page out of the MLB playbook, which is, listen, we want to maintain our tradition and what baseball is, but we're also going to try to maybe fine tune it a little bit for what the modern age is as well.
All right. One other thing I wanted to get into, and that was kind of the legal battle. Some of the teams, you know, butting heads with the France family that's controlled NASCAR forever and ever. Where does all of that stand right now? Because, you know, there's the France family that controls the sport and a lot of the tracks, and then you got the teams, and they kind of stick their neck out on the line every week.
Yeah, it's speeding to trial. There's been a bunch of hearings and, you know, motions, that kind of thing, and it's just becoming increasingly clear that there probably is not a lot of middle ground on this, and nor does one or both sides even want to find that middle ground. And the trial is scheduled for December 1st. The expectation is that it's going to happen, and regarding the outcome, the judge in this case has been very adamant. Whoever wins this case is actually going to lose. There are going to be no winners, and the outcome of this case is going to have a seismic, potentially catastrophic impact on NASCAR and how it's shaped. It's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds. Depending on who wins, the outcome could be really dramatic. We'll see. You would hope that cooler heads prevail and that they find a middle ground here, and there certainly should be enough middle ground to come to, but it just does not seem to be the case, and December 1st is getting here quickly, and the expectation is that they will be in trial.
Yeah, and just to sum it up quickly, there's a couple of teams that stand out. There's charter agreements. We already talked about the France family and basically owning the sport and a lot of the tracks. And ultimately, I feel like it's almost a labor negotiation in one of the other sports
that's
folks
exactly
are familiar with, like football or baseball or whatever, where it's kind of like, how are we going to divide up the pie here?
Is that about it? That's exactly it. It's basically a revenue issue. It's basically a union, you know, between owners and players in other sports. And how do you manage this and, you know, avoid, you know, having a shutdown, if you will. And that's where this could potentially be headed, depending on the outcome of all of this. At the end of the day, there's enough money for everybody, right? And so you would think that you can figure out a way to slice the pie in a way that everybody's happy. But it just doesn't seem to be the case. And, the thing of this is there are no binding agreements right now in terms of the charter agreements. Like, NASCAR is like, hey, we're a private league. You are participating on your own will to play here. You don't have to race here. You don't have to do that. And the teams are fighting back on that, saying, well, that's, you're making it really hard to do that. And if you're saying that we can race here, but we can't race over here, you have no control over that. How can you tell us that? And then there's all sorts of these micro issues involved. Yeah. But like you said, at the end of the day, this is basically it's very similar to what you would see in other sports when you have players and owners going at it.
Yeah, and then just a final point before we wrap it up. You know, you've got the big teams. You got, like, Gibbs, and you have Hendrick, you know, to point out a couple of the big players, and you know, they're contending year in and out, and that there's other legacy owners and all of this. But in reality, if you're going to have a race and get the cars on the track, you need the New York Yankees and the LA Dodgers, but you also need the Pirates and the Royals, yeah, and
the
A's and the Rays. Yeah, I mean, to have a league, you need that. You need the big teams and you need the small teams, and it has to work as well for the small teams.
It does, and you have to make it financial. And listen, you'll get no argument from me. The teams deserve more money. They deserve to have a system in place that makes it financially, I don't want to say beneficial, but at least it makes a little bit of sense to run a business this way, and you're not completely having to operate in the red to go forward. I keep saying this, but it's true. There's so much money out there. There's a way to do this to make everybody happy. You just have to find the common ground, and right now that's the struggle.
Well, and the clock is ticking. They've got the playoffs to run, the championship down in Phoenix. Oh, hopefully they avoid trial. Let's say that much.
I would hope so, because like I said, it could be bad, but the optimism meter is pretty low.
All right. Jordan, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you.
There is Jordan Bianchi. He covers NASCAR for The Athletic. They'll be at Bristol on Saturday night. That'll be the first cut down. 16 drivers alive. They'll cut it to 12 after the night race at Bristol. Quick break. We'll come back. More of the Lake Show. Stephen for Henry. Jonathan Lowe alongside here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.